Jordan, do you know Nico's love language?
I would say quality time.
Is she right?
She is right.
Okay.
Oh, definitely gifts.
Gifts?
No, well, actually, gifts and spending time.
Quality time, spending time. Okay, yeah. Good.
Love language?
Being there for him.
Okay.
I would say, yep.
Being your time, there for like quality him. Time.
Oh, okay.
And consistency.
Okay, that's good. Kat, what do you think it is? Words of affirmation. Great. How does she do with that?
You know, honestly, yeah, I think she's pretty dead on.
What about Jordan? What does she like?
I would say quality time and kind acts.
The question is, we know these things. Is he good at kind acts, Jordan?
He is.
Awesome. And is he right?
Yeah.
Steve, what about Jess?
Service.
Yeah. Service.
We've counted on each other since we were.
We've had no one else to count on. It's been he and I.
How long have you been married?
40 years this year.
Yeah, 40 years in December.
So what do you think the secret to staying together? Because we know it hasn't all been perfect, but most of it.
I would say honesty.
Honesty.
Even if it hurts.
Even, yeah.
Being there.
Yeah.
Being there.
Yeah.
Showing up, huh?
Showing up.
Kat is definitely, I think she's got two. I think she's got two of the most difficult ones. So like, it's definitely gifts.
Oh, yeah.
And act of service. Which honestly, it's not even fair.
It definitely takes some planning.
Affirmation is so much easier.
Takes planning.
Okay. Always have a trip in mind, always have a project in mind. And together, as you conquer those things,
together. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Steve Roberts, and this is my lovely co-host, Allie Bills. And we'd like to wish everybody a belated happy Valentine's Day. February is the month of love.
And snow.
And lots of snow.
Lots of snow.
Do you get lots of snow?
More in Utah County today than Salt Lake. That's rare.
Yeah, it is rare.
But the freeway was covered in Utah County still. So.
Yeah, I'm still trying to recover so I can walk from my back of shoveling for a full day. I did a full day of shoveling.
No snow blower?
Well, interesting enough, the snow blower, I do have a snow blower. It was downstairs. After I shoveled the back deck, I decided to, this is too much. So I went down and tasked my son to help me carry it up the stairs. Well, we got it to the garage. He dropped the snowblower as it went down the stair, you know, kind of made a vibration, and it, he's got a purple toe now.
Oh, no.
and it was a little bloody. And so my wife was a little, you know, freaked out, but, we got it down there. I was excited, and, come to find out it didn't want to start.
Oh, no.
So after that, I realized that I had to bite the bullet and do it by hand.
Your back was really hurting.
It was really hurting. And it went on. I, you know, I had to do some work too. But about 7 o'clock, I finished up that night. And my wife walked out. And I was pretty proud of my work. And she walked out. She looks at me. And she looks out behind our yard. And she goes, oh, the poor deer.
Well, you're bent over with your back.
And I'm thinking, the poor deer, I can't even walk.
Hey.
Yeah, what about me? So, but hey, you know, it's part of what we're going to get into today.
Yeah, that leads right into it perfectly. But I have to say that winter's the best time for all the husbands, guys out there to pull out their favorite toys. Yesterday,
oh, yeah.
I was
it's
with
like
Rock
Tim
and
the
Eric,
Tool Man.
And Eric's like, yeah, I just got this Kubota. It has, like, you can lift it and float it and put on all these different toys. And my neighbor, I think our driveway is like a 5x5, and he's got his four wheeler out there. He's going around doing everybody's butt.
Yeah,
it was
quite a snowstorm.
Right?
Yeah, acts of service, correct.
For sure.
Correct.
Well, obviously, with February being kind of the month of love and reminding us about the love or lack of love in our life, hopefully lots of love, we thought we'd dive into the five love languages. And when we were on our little trip the past week, we interviewed a couple of couples. And thank you for those that participated. You were awesome. But I was amazed at how many of them have actually heard of the five love languages. And actually were right on. And I don't think they had talked about each other's love language as much, because they just tried to go off the cuff there. But before we dive into it, let's just talk about what the five love languages are.
Yeah.
And then as we talk about it, think about what yours is, but also maybe your significant other, even your children or your coworkers, and see if you even have an idea. It's hard to even know what your own is. And if you haven't read the book or taken the quiz, we'll definitely challenge you to do that again later. But you might be surprised at yourself.
Even. Oh, you will be surprised.
So the first one is words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. And you look great in that green vest type of thing.
Oh, thank you, yep. Alex.
And that does mean a lot to Steve. But
it does. I'm a words of affirmation
for
guy.
For sure. Yeah. The second is gifts.
Yep.
Universal love language for a lot of people. Acts of service. Yep. Quality time.
Quality time.
And physical touch. Yep. And most of the ladies out there are like, oh, yeah, my husband's just physical touch right away. But you might be surprised that that might not be number one. And so, Steve, when did you first learn what your love language is, or what is your love language?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because we've all heard of the five love languages, right? It's always talked about. And it's funny, because as I get around, I often ask people, what's your love language? Because I'd like to know that, because it helps me better communicate with you. And it's shocking to me how many deer in the headlight looks I get. It's like, well, I don't even, either A, they don't know, or B, they know what the five are, or they know three of the five, but which tells me they don't know.
Right.
And I think it's really hard for you to be able to communicate with others when you're not even communicating with yourself.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what your love language is, how can you expect to communicate with somebody when you don't know what that is? So back to your question, I've heard about it. I had heard about it for years. And I didn't really understand it, or I didn't take the time to understand it. And it was quite a bit in my marriage. I love to tinker around the house, and I love to pitch in and help out. And I always thought, well, when I help out, you know, that I should get some kudos, or I should get some rewards from my wife. Well, that really never happened. You know, it just, that wasn't her love language, but I was too naive to understand that. Well, it was years later, my brother introduced it to me and his wife, and they came over to the house, and they actually brought the quiz, and they made my wife and I take it. And my wife's was not acts of service, not even close. It was last on her list. It was words of affirmation and quality time. Actually, quality time was the most important, which I struggle with, right? Because I work.
You're busy.
Lot.
Yeah.
And so it was shocking to me at first, then it all makes sense why I do all the honeydews and do the things around the house and pitch in, and I get zero response from that. And I'm like, okay, I need to pivot here.
Yeah. Now the question is, one, did you pivot?
Well, I'm a work in progress.
Okay. Thanks for your honesty.
Yeah, just being honest.
And two, a lot of times we express love to someone the way we want to receive it.
Right.
So were you really thinking that that was your way to connect with Mimi, or was acts of service the way you like to receive love?
No. I was more of the physical touch, mm-hmm. and words of affirmation. And those were the two high amounts.
So you guys know, at least you could compliment each other all day long and you'd be getting somewhere, right? You both want that.
Hopefully,
but
yes.
But that quality time, I mean, as Steve said, it's like, words of affirmation is way easier than quality time and gifts, because you really have to sacrifice for those things.
You do. And you have to prepare for those. What I do know is I always thought that this was kind of corny in the past. Oh, give me a break. You know, it's the older I get, the smarter I get, I guess, the more mature.
Yeah.
I realize that that's super important. And it's not just for a relationship with a spouse or a significant other. It's very effective within the workplace, or if you want to have a relationship with somebody, or you want to get the most out of somebody, or a most out of the relationship, it is so important that you understand that other person's love language. And I don't think it's offensive to ask somebody, even in the beginning of a new relationship, what is your love language?
I agree.
What does that look like for you?
I agree with that fully, and I also think it's equally important to be able to share your love needs with someone. You're not demanding it, but you're educating them on the way you need to receive it. Gary Chapman is the author of several love language books. It's The Five Languages of Love, Five Languages of Love in the Workplace.
Yeah.
Also, Five Languages of Love Military.
Yeah.
And I'll share some examples of that in a second. But one thing he says is, well, there's two things. You can oftentimes ask people, Steve, how much do you love this child or Mimi? And you can say, oh, I adore, I absolutely head over heels, my world. And the question should be flipped is, how much does your child or Mimi feel loved by you? And that answer could be very different,
yeah.
You know? But the question is, once you find out their love language, do you want to live with someone with a half full love cup or a full love cup? And it really becomes your choice. And so much of our actions and excitement and joy in life is based off of the love we've received, how we feel that mm-hmm. we're loved in our life.
Yep.
And it was so weird because it's like, how do we get our love language? Where does it come from? And Jay Shetty, if you ever follow him, he did this whole thing on love as well, but he believes, and this is not fact, or this is just his idea of love, is that we establish our love language based on how our parents love us or didn't love us. And it's a need that we're trying to fill. So for him, it's like he got these incredible gifts for his birthday. And every year he looked forward to those gifts and realized over time that gifts became that main gesture, grand gesture of love. And that's what he does for people. His spouse, on the other hand, for her birthday, family got together and took work off and did these quality time things.
Right.
And so that became her love language. And then, you know, he's given her all these gifts and she's like, you know, I just feel like you don't show that you love me enough. And he's like, I just bought you a new car, you know, whatever,
yeah.
something so big.
Yeah.
And she's like, but we don't ever spend time together. You're so busy, you're gone and just missing each other. And so someone that you think doesn't love you could be head over heels in love with you. They just aren't speaking your language. And so one, I think it's important that we know what our own love languages are.
I agree.
I took the quiz and I did not know that my love language, one of them, was acts of service.
Oh, I knew that. I could have pegged that.
I will promise you, like, I have friends that do, it's not gifts, and they do all these great things. I'm horrible at that. I'm horrible at birthdays. I am not good. I wish I was so much better. But the acts of service, I can think of one of the most meaningful things someone did for me in my past. It was stupid. It was a fence, a rail fence that was so tedious to paint all of the wood that just tarnishes over a year or two, and you have to go back and paint it every couple of years. Went on vacation, came back, and it was finished. And I'm like, I hated that project. That was the nicest thing someone could have done. And looking back on it, acts of service is huge.
Yeah.
But I really don't expect that. But when it happens, it means a lot.
Yeah. 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 It's funny because along the line of the gifts, you know, if I get a gift, it's like, I don't get super excited. I don't really care for gifts that much. But a simple text of, hey, I was thinking about you, thank you. Wow, that it's free, and that just made my whole week.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's crazy. Another crazy thing too is, it's don't be surprised if once you take the quiz and you identify your love language, if down the road you take it again. It's not just a one and done, because we evolve as people, and as you evolve, sometimes things that are lower on that list actually pop up to be higher.
Yeah.
And that goes the same for other relationships that you might have. You know, you'd be surprised that you think, well, I'm words of affirmation, that's what it's going to be forever. It's actually not. Because I've actually proved that theory by taking this a couple times.
Interesting.
Actually more than twice.
Well, those needs can change. I mean, sometimes that bucket can get filled. And
yeah.
you're like, you know, another need starts to come up in your
yeah.
life. Or,
yep.
or, you know, you're single, a very selfish mindset, whether you want it to be or not. I never thought I'd be single this long in my life, and I have to really focus on, you know, being very selfless, because
yeah.
I'm not forced to think of someone else all the time.
Yep.
You know, but you can have certain needs. All of a sudden you're married, you have kids, your needs can change, your love languages can
change. Funny on the children aspect, because for those people that have children, Gary Chapman actually makes a book that is for children, where you can have your children. It's tailored completely different, but it's along the same premise. They can take that test on your children. And I actually had my children do that. I had a couple children, I won't mention any names, that were more difficult
appreciate
than others. And I couldn't ever get through. And it was interesting when we had our children take that, how much easier it was for us to be able to relate to them. And, you know, I often say kids are like Christmas presents, right? You get them. The only difference is you can't return them. So you're stuck with, so you better figure it out.
You
right?
can love them, but maybe not like them so much.
Yeah, yes, correct.
And that's okay. He actually did therapy with, you know, a lot of children. And one of the main comments or reports that he'd come back with is that a child would say, you know, do you feel loved by your parents? No, they love my brother more than me. And my sister more than me. He's like, I would know these parents. They love their kids.
Yeah.
And yet this child just did not, they didn't speak his love language. But that can be so detrimental to a child later in life, not feeling that love from their parent.
Yep.
And they're seeking something the rest of their life to feel loved, to feel significant, all these things. Because of just a misconnection on love language.
The favorite thing my kids would always ask, and of course it was never private, it was always in the group setting, is, Dad, which one of us is your favorite? And I'd always say, oh, you're all my favorites, until they left. And I'd be like, yeah.
This one.
The three of you suck. This week, you're great. But, you know, it's funny, but it's very important that being able to relate to people will get you so much. It will make you feel so much better. You'll be able to understand them, and you can go into a conversation with knowing what that love language is. And even when I was doing loans a lot, I would often find myself trying to scale on what love language that person was, because I was going to leverage that to dictate the conversation.
It's brilliant. That is brilliant. I really think of the people in my life I have the closest relationships with, and I really think we speak the same language. This lady goes in and says, you know, my husband's love language is words of affirmation. And I think that's every woman's dream, actually, for that to just be that simple. But she goes, I don't really have anything good to say about him. And he said, well, if you want to live with someone who has an empty love cup, then that is your choice. But does he take a shower? She goes, yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
He's like, how often? She's like, every day. Like, then start there. There are men that don't do that. Start there. You can always find something good to say to
showering.
Someone.
Okay.
Thank you for showering. And guess what? That will mean something to him.
I that's going to be a long haul for that married couple.
Oh, absolutely.
That's going to be rough going.
Yeah, they've got other issues.
Yeah.
So here's some more like sensitive topics. What if you have family members or a spouse that's far away from you?
Ooh.
And their love language is physical touch or quality time? How are you connecting with these people? Now, first one, when he writes this book about five love languages, military, they can relate a lot. So there was a husband that was leaving and was gonna be gone for 6-7 months, and his love language was physical touch. So after he left, his wife traced her hand on a piece of paper. She sent it to him and just said, anytime that you want to hold my hand, I want you to put your hand on my hand.
Oh, wow.
And even though there was not an actual physical, there was an emotional connection that he said when he came back, he did that every single day. And he could feel her love. Another situation is that when a man was leaving, he actually said, if you need a hug from me, knowing his wife needed physical touch, I'm gonna leave this jacket for you, and I want you to put it on anytime you need a hug from me, and I will be hugging you. Mm-hmm. And again, she said that she used that multiple times and could feel his love.
Wow, that's gold stars for both those couples.
Oh, and it just definitely brought a tear to my eye, because I do think that it's being creative sometimes. It's stepping outside of comfort zone or just really showing that you care. Quality time from a distance is really hard. And I will say, you know, I don't care your love language. It is nice to get a handwritten letter. But quality time, it means someone sat down and took the time to write you a letter. And Steve, you are very good at that.
So
you write letters to people.
It's funny.
All the time.
It's funny you mention that, because as I stated, my wife's was quality time. And I could go on a holiday or on a birthday or whatever and buy her something really nice that I think is really cool. I get zero from it. And it took me a lot of years to understand, well, what? This is really cool. Yeah. I know you mentioned you wanted this. But what she loves is when I write her a card. I could buy her nothing but take the time and write her a card, and I'm good to go. Furthermore, when we moved a couple years ago, I was shocked she had kept all the cards since when we were dating. She had wow. two boxes of cards that she goes back and reads. That I didn't even know that, right? Because usually I get something that's what's called, you know, I'm trying to declutter. But she saved every card.
Wow. Well, that speaks volumes to what her love language is.
Yeah.
I mean, and
I still don't get it sometimes.
Well, but you're so good at it. But it does take the time
yeah.
to do it. And yep. you have great handwriting. So I don't know why.
It's getting, you know, as I get older, I can't see as well, so it's getting sloppy.
You do have cute glasses, though.
Yeah, I know, but I misplace them and leave them laying around. It's senior moments. It's okay.
No, I actually really enjoyed interviewing and going back to some of these because I think just even having the conversation with interviewing the couples creates a conversation about, you yeah. know, what are things we're already doing that work and what are things that we need to do better.
I think it's very important, not just in your home, though, but in the workplace. If you're working on a team or you're managers, or if you're a manager and you don't know the love language of the people that you're working with, how are you communicating with those people? How are you going to get the most out of those people? Because they're all going to be different, right? It's going to be surprising how different everybody's going to be. There's going to be some similarities, but there's going to be a lot of differences too. And I think that it's so important to know that because you're going to get the most out of people.
Yep.
And you're going to get the most out of your relationship when you know that.
Well, and I think I know what their love language is based on some of the things they do, but that's not always the case.
Yep.
I seriously sat down and I thought about my team and I'm like, you know, they're both so giving, so kind, but do they? Again, it's not how do I feel about them, it's how do they think I feel about them that matters. And
true.
When you turn it that way, I'm like, I might be afraid to hear what they think I feel yeah. about them.
Yeah.
And so I am going to have my team take the quiz, yeah. but I also am going to send it to my whole family because I made a goal last year that I wanted to have a better individual connection with each member of my family. Like my own personal, have 19 nieces and nephews. I get to play Super Aunt because I do not have children.
Do you need a second mortgage
and
for
Christmas?
Absolutely. Wow.
But I'm like, you know what? I'm probably just missing the mark with every single one of them.
Yeah.
And that if we just could all take the quiz, it would just take less time and they'd feel more love.
It's actually kind of fun to do the quiz with somebody in person and not do it by yourself. You can do the one by yourself. That's great. But when you make that effort to get to know people and you get them together and you actually take the quiz and then talk about it,
yeah.
it's pretty interesting. And it's literally a 15-minute quiz. It is super, super easy.
It is great. And I know that we kind of got started late today and we don't want to keep going on. I mean, love we could talk about forever,
yeah.
you know. I have my own love story, and my love story we could make a Hallmark movie about that. No, not really, because those all have really good endings. They end up together. Mine didn't, but it still could be a Hallmark movie.
No Hallmark. No more Hallmark. I can't take the Hallmark.
But what if that's her love language?
Or Murder, She Wrote. Oh, it 100% is. The problem is that love language goes on till 2 and 3 in the morning, and I can't sleep. And I wake up to Hallmark.
Yours is the football game.
Yeah.
So it all evens out. But I do think that we really felt like it was a good month to kind of get back home, to think about our personal needs, the things that we are missing, and to be able to communicate maybe some of those needs, not demand, but communicate to the people in our life so that our cup, our love cup, could be more full because it affects everything we do. But in turn, to strengthen our relationships with the people in our lives.
Yeah, and I think it's a good challenge for everybody is to make the effort, whether you take the quiz, read the book, and take the quiz, whatever, just do something to identify what, first of all, what is your love language? What floats your boat?
Yeah.
And then I challenge you to use that with others, right? To get out there and people that you have a relationship with or you want to, try to understand. Because when you understand you and your love language, I'm telling you, it is so easy. I love trying to guess and then challenging people to take the test and to see if I'm right.
Yeah.
It That is so fun.
But it's powerful. I think it's magic, and I think a key to really growing business on top of the most important thing, which is relationships.
Yeah.
Now, we can tell you guys how much we love you and appreciate you, and those that words of affirmation isn't important to you, you're probably not hearing anything that we're saying right now. But
yeah.
But we really enjoy this podcast. We love that you guys take the time to get on, and we know that there are certain topics that we need to be touching on. This one we just felt strongly about, because who doesn't need some love in their life?
And it's also February.
The joy that you get from giving love is super powerful.
It is.
And so we do love you, and we're excited to visit you next month.
Yeah, we love everybody, and we challenge you again to take the effort. It's a lot of fun. It's quite compelling. It's very interesting, and it'll be a better you. So with that, we want to say thank you and goodbye, and wish you all a safe and happy end of February.
Yes, thank you.